From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So, Huntley, good news. Amazing in the renewable journey, just how reliant we've become on coal, but be that as it may, at least it's local coal.
Yeah. So, actually, I was musing about this negative news, GDP news last week. Seems sort of galvanised response from the government, hasn't it? You know, hospital work, school work. But we really need to look at things that are going on in the private sector. And amidst all that negative news, I think this is a positive news announcement, although there may be differing opinions on it. Good news for the Waikato, specifically Huntley. So Genesis Energy, who own and operate the Huntley Power Station, which is a thermal power station, have signed a deal to use local coal. Now, obviously throws up all sorts of environmental implications, doesn't it? But looking at this deal, Genesis Energy has signed a deal for 2 years' worth of local coal from BT Mining. Now, BT Mining is jointly owned by the ASX-listed Bathurst Resources and the local company Tally's Energy, and they're going to supply about 240,000 tonnes of coal to the Huntley Power Station. Now, previously, Huntley was powered by Indonesian coal. And before we throw our hands in the air about burning coal, unfortunately, it's part and parcel of the current power supply environment. I mean, Huntley currently burns between 300 and 500,000 tonnes of coal a year. And that right here and now, that's simply to keep the lights on, because despite our environmental sensibilities, we've got to do this.
Correct.
And different combination of events. I mean, we sometimes have to burn more, Mike, than that, because this is lack of availability of gas, and we don't have time to go there. Dry years, low wind levels, providing peak power response. And so we burn coal anyway. What this will do will reduce our reliance on overseas shipments, and it creates some resilience for our power supply in the event of, you know, things like global supply challenges. And I think it also boosts the economy at a time when we're potentially losing local manufacturing activity. So I think that's probably good. You know, we have to recognise there is a mountain of, we're not just going down the coal route. There's a mountain of sustainable projects going on in wind and solar and geothermal. But, you know, good for the Waikato. BT Mining's got mines at Maramarua and also Rotowaro, which is 10 kilometres west of Huntley. So, look, yeah, despite the angst, I think it's good.
Malcolm Johns is the head of Genesis. He's with us after 7:30 this morning. Talk to me about Canterbury. It's got to be good in Canterbury, eh? Come on. Give me the news from Canterbury.
Yeah, similar theme here, Mike. A terrible GDP outcome, but there are pockets of optimism, aren't there? So Business Canterbury, Canterbury Business Survey, not all doom and gloom in the mainland. Despite the broader ongoing economic pressures, 64% of Canterbury businesses, that's two-thirds, I call that two-thirds, expect the economy to strengthen over the coming year. More than half of them, 55%, plan to hire, which is great, and 59% intend to invest in property, plant or equipment over the next 12 months. Now, this is coming from Business Canterbury. They say regional GDP apparently is slightly positive, but according to them, it's the most attractive place in New Zealand for people to work and live. So, you know, we should set up a bit of a competition there, shouldn't we? And look, Mike, and I said it last week. Now, the big smoke, Auckland may also be stirring. You know, Auckland may be coming right. Days to sell, houses are coming down, confidence is lifting. Canterbury's going well. The agri-economy is strong, and hopefully that's sustainable. Interest rates are going to possibly go even lower. That's all got to bode well for 2026, hasn't it? I mean, it must bode well. We must get there eventually.
Just say all that stuff without quite the hint of desperation in your voice.
but what do you do?
Exactly.
What do you do?
Hey, talk to me about the H-1Bs, and does India win out of this, or is this just sheer panic at the moment?
So I was keeping an eye overnight, Mike, on US shares, because there's proposed changes to this H-1B visas. Now, the context here is foreigners work in the US often work under an H-1B visa. Lots of tech companies use it extensively. Trump has proposed a one-off fee, 100,000 US, that's 170,000 Kiwi. These have been around since 1990. It's the main pathway to the US for highly skilled foreign workers. Just to give you the numbers here, Mike, Amazon, 9,265 of these things were issued to them last year. At 100K a pop, that's almost $1 billion. Over 50,000 issued. What's interesting, Mike, haven't got time to talk about it now, is that actually it may favour Australia and New Zealand, because Australians and New Zealanders can actually access the US via a different visa, but that's a bit of a story for another day. They're called E1s, E2s, yes, and yeah. E3s. Could actually make Australasian workers easier to use.
Interesting. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 46,374. That's up 60 points, 0.13%. So actually, those tech companies share prices haven't really been affected by the H-1B visa. The S&P 500, it's up 0.37%, 6688. And the NASDAQ is up 0.33%, 22,782. Overnight, small gain in the FTSE 100, up 0.11%, 9226. Quarter percent gain in the Nikkei, 45,493. 0.2% gain in the Shanghai Composite, 3828. The Aussies gained 0.43% yesterday, closing at 8810 on the ASX 200. The NZX 50, 13,141. We lost 90 points, 0.68%. Kiwi dollar still weaker against the US, 5.5868. We're also wallowing against the Aussie dollar, 0.8895. 0.4975 against the euro, 0.4341 against the pound, 86.66 Japanese yen. Gold still surging, new all-time highs there, $3,746 US dollars. So Brent crude, though, a little bit lower, $66.57.
All right, mate, go well. We'll see you next week. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz. I mean, 88 Australian.